when I reach Nigamancha, and you, Niga, can do nothing for ya. Ah, he's always loyal. Oh, he's always loyal. Yeah.
What the fuck is up, boy? It's your boy, boy, Stax, calling in the Nappy Afro. Shout out to King and Queen Jern, B-Eazy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T, and fuck that nigga MJ Money 9S. Want to call in and say, y'all now tuned in to the number one rated podcast in the world, nigga, the motherfucking Frocast. I'll be here for another 14 years. Long time listener, been listening since 2007. Nigga, keep tuning the fuck in every fucking Friday. King and Queen Jern, B-Eazy on the editing. I'm out. Boy Stacks. Fuck MJ Money 9S, bitch.
What color are these people?
They are niggas.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's a boy, LPH, a.k.a. Tar Heel 192. You know, just calling in. Give a shout-out to my man, King Jern. Also, reminding the people that Saw Right ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? But y'all check out this Frocast every week from these niggas.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap gang, bang, bang, bang. One the jewels on food. And I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
To the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Jern, a.k.a. the People Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Jern Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. the Duke of Dignity, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper. And my last a.k.a. Rapshin, Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now is for all you who I'm dissing this week. For all you at the sound of my voice ass podcasters, all you podcasters trying to add up 8 being more than 92, and all you Making Street 522 ass podcasters, keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shapping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Jern. Queen Jern, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Jern, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class. A.K.A. my afro is my halo. And my favorite A.K.A. of them all. Your grade is your motherfucking grade. And I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to download, subscribe, rate the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. Or go to Frocast.com to listen to the show. We also have a voicemail you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail, we'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon you can join for as little as a dollar. Get behind the scenes exclusive content by going to nappyafro.club and get shout out on the show like our latest Patreons. We got Andrew, we got Philip, we got Robin, we got Godfrey, we got Cameron, and we got RNA. Oh my God, that's 6 Patreons, y'all.
Oh yeah.
Shout out to all y'all, and y'all could be just like those 6 people and get shouted out on the show. And if option A, B, or C didn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. What's option D? Retweet it, reblog it, add it to your story, tag us in the story, and we'll shout you out. Like Peaches D, Mama's 3, like Mama Life Plus 3, like WV Uncommonplace, like Uncle Dolomite. You could be just like those people and get shouted out on the show by just showing us some love. Now, all the pandering is out of the way. Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week was pretty good, you know. Whew. Tried to say this in the pre-show, but you know.
Get it out right now, then. Let it cut me off. Let it go
but,
now.
But you know, I'm about to say what I got to say.
Say it, baby. Say it,
So
baby.
When I got back in town, had a good time with my family this weekend. As soon as I got back in Tallahassee, the girl calls me and said, well, Mama, you know, can you go by the store? Go by the damn Walmart. Only because it was close and I was tired. Going this place here, stand in line. These clowns gonna tell me the only registered self-checkout is just card. So I'm trying to express to the lady that, you know, I stood in this line for 15 minutes. There's no reason why nobody decided they were gonna let us know like what you wanted us to be paying with over here. The line was not just at the self-checkout area. Obviously, that means the line was back there where the clothing was. So if I'm back there, I can't see what the register say that all of them were saying they only taking cash. So I confronted the broad. She tried to brush me off, talking about have a blessed day, blah, 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 blah. Now, I could have got nasty, but I did lose my cool. I didn't really like it because that's made me come out of character. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, I spoke to a manager. He also had a bad attitude. And I basically, you know, got to hollering in the store, called a man an idiot and some other things. So,
wow, you did all this?
Yeah. And I still bought the shit, which I should have just left it in there and went on about my business. But I bought the shit because my child was expecting it. But moving forward, I think this is definitely going to help me leave Walmart alone because the bullshit is high. It's like people think because it's an employee's market right now and everybody just think that these, you know, you can get a job anywhere or the people really need them because nobody's at the job, that they could treat customers however, and it's just not okay. And I feel, you know, for me to go in that particular Walmart on a regular basis, I just got to find me another place to shop.
Wow. Queen Germ's turning on motherfucking Walmart.
I mean, it was in the making. Never thought I'd see the day. It was in the making, but hell, they really pissed me the fuck off.
Never thought I'd see the motherfucking day where you turn your back on Walmart. Wow. Wow. Man, as far as my week, y'all know what it is, man. Just sitting here coaching, doing my thing, we about 9 weeks away from our first fucking game. So it seems like we've been practicing forever, which we have. But hopefully it all pay off in the end. Right now, we're just sitting here just getting the guys ready, man. They're getting a little, tired of the routine, and they're ready for pads. But, you know, that's part of the grind, man. It'll pay off when the pads come on. But, you know, same old, everything moving. No new injections or nothing crazy on the home front like that. Just been chilling, man. That's just how it goes, man. Ready. Getting a group, doing the shows, man. That's all. That's about me. That's all. I got a boring life. I'm a house cat. It's no secret about that. I don't leave the house. I don't like leaving the house. It's just, you know, I go out where I need to go, and I come right back home. It's just, I like being home. I pay a lot of fucking rent here, so I might as well enjoy all.
Get your money's worth.
Yeah, might as well get my fucking money worth. What's the point of paying all this money for a house and you always on the go? Fuck that shit. Like, hell, you could live in any kind of shit if you were on the go ass nigga. Yeah, if you're just going to use the house to sleep, you go, fuck it. Wash and sleep and eat. Hey, you don't need much. But, you know, we see how people go. We see what's going on.
You see?
Yeah, you see what's going on. That wasn't your phone. That was mine.
Oh, I know it was.
That was the second phone. That was not the old phone.
The whole
just,
phone?
No, it's just, I guess it's called the cord, whatever, the charge. You know how it is. But anyway, enough of that, man. Enough of our weeks, man. Let's get to this motherfucking show. What's on the motherfucking timeline? Y'all know the new segment, man, where we talk about what the streets are talking about this week, and it's only one big story that we could not talk about. And you know what that is? Beyonce dropped the album. I think it's called like Renaissance or some shit like that.
That's what it is.
Have you heard any of the album?
I have. I've heard quite a few of the songs. I don't think I heard every song, but I heard quite a few of them. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty good from what I heard. The little Virgo song is all right, although, you know, I'm a Leo, so hell, I always sub things in. But it's a decent song. I like the beat and a little bit of that.
I heard she called Jay-Z ugly on this song, on the album. Like, it must be your cash because it ain't your face.
That she wasn't talking about
him. She was talking about him.
Well, she with him. Hell. Damn. So that speaks to who you are.
Must be the cash because it ain't your face. Nigga, she called a nigga ugly.
That's just in the song. That's just not directed to him. But right. Nonetheless, if I had to say I had a favorite song, I would say, I guess, Church Girl so far. Mm. So it's What's one that, I could relate to. She's just talking about how the girl doing her work and, you know what I'm saying, doing the best that she know how to do, helping the people. But at the same time, you know, she can shake it if she want to, twerk and do whatever. Wow. You can tat it if you want to. I mean, because it speaks to the different dynamics of people. Because people want to put women of all kinds in a box. But definitely if you say that you go to church or whatever, you can't do anything. Everything is to be scrutinized. And in actuality, it's just that you're devoted to a certain life of, you know, being someone that is helping others. That's not saying that you can't enjoy your life outside of that one, you know, description of who you are. It's just like, you know, multi-dimensional and allowing people to know that you free. Because in the song she also said that too, you know, that she free and you ain't trying to hurt nobody, just trying to have a good time. So don't feel like just because you're a church girl, you can't go to the club or, you know, hang out with your girls, have some fun. You know, let your hair down, you know. So that's something I can identify with. So I like it so far. It's pretty good.
I see she caught a little flack for using the word spaz.
Yeah, and she shouldn't have changed it. You got to stand 10 toes down.
I mean, listen, that's part of our culture. It don't mean, I don't know what this ableist community is all, where they came from now. Like, everybody got an ist. You know what I'm saying now? Ableist. Like, so.
But what where the niggerist at?
Yeah, y'all ain't niggerist. Fighting for us. None. They don't give a fuck about that. You can say nigga all day. You know what I'm saying? White people can say nigga, and they're damn, well, you say it in your songs, and that's the big, like, oh, well, you got us there. Checkmate, bitch. You know what I'm saying? But I don't understand. Spaz is something we have been saying, and it don't mean what they saying. Spaz means, like, yo, the motherfucker went crazy. He went dumb on the song. You know what I'm saying? He went out there.
And I mean, even though it stems from the word, it does. But the thing about it
is spasm.
Yes, but it doesn't have a derogatory
meaning. I caught a spasm in my back. Does that mean, am I ableist?
Yes.
Wow. Yes, I can get offended because I catch back spasms?
You can.
Wow. So when somebody says spasm, don't say that. I get back spasms. That's offending me.
Write your congressman.
Wow. But
all I'm saying is people are overly sensitive. So we done got to a place where y'all say we got freedom of speech and you can say all of these things.
We don't
and you
have
can
freedom express of
all
speech.
All of these things. But then now you want to go back and limit and censor people and you can't say some of the simple terms, some of the most simple terms, simply because somebody want to sit around and be upset. Like, it's just
bullshit.
Not.
Say it with your chest. It's bullshit.
Yeah, that's basically what it
is. So Beyonce, you caved. I mean, you got enough money. Like, you could have been like, no, it don't mean that.
Yeah, you could have flexed on that. And been
I mean, offend some niggas. Let niggas get offended. See, that's the problem
Give them
now.
Some shit to
niggas
be mad
don't.
About.
We grew up getting offended, and you had to do something about it. You deal with it, or you goddamn cowered in the corner like a little bitch. You know what I'm saying? But now, these niggas, you say something to offend somebody, everybody, oh my God, you can't offend people. Fuck that shit, man. Niggas need to be offended. That's part of life. Get offended, nigga.
But I'm just trying to figure out, like, you really, you spazzing, but you listening to
I just
music.
Spazz right now. I just spazz right now talking shit. I just did.
But I'm just saying the spasm people, whatever you call them.
Yeah.
Help me to
the ableist.
Understand.
The ableist. Don't offend nobody,
okay,
please.
The ableist. So those individuals sitting there listening to Beyonce album when it dropped at 12 o'clock or whatever night that was. You telling me y'all sat there and listened to every song and scrutinized this woman's song to the point where you heard her say spaz? Is it saying multiple times? I don't recall.
Well, see, Lizzo, when she went in and changed, because she said spaz on her song, and she went in and said, I don't want to offend nobody because being a overweight black woman, I've seen people.
Yeah, words have hurt her. I get it. All
so
I'm
she
saying
set
is,
the shit in motion.
No. The people had to contact her because she knew she said the shit before she recorded it. So obviously somebody brought it to her attention that it was offensive, and therefore she wanted to change her mind about it.
Yeah, how you on Twitter if you got problems, you got spazzing
that's
problems?
That's what
how
I'm
the
asking.
Fuck you on Twitter? Like, you need to be worried about something else, nigga. You can't get offended if your back won't go straight, nigga. Your back shaped like an S, and you worried about something, nigga. Stop it, nigga.
You need to be in the rehab.
You got bigger problems than worry about a motherfucking Beyonce or Lizzo saying spazz, nigga. Stop
it. It's not that serious.
You can't even get up out your bed, and you, nigga, no.
They're trying to get a check. They're trying to get a check to pay for
trying to
surgery,
get some fucking attention, nigga. And you got it. You on the Frocast now, motherfuckers. So that's what's on the timeline this week. Beyonce's album. I still haven't listened to it.
Nothing?
I guess you
heard
it on the radio.
Yeah, that's
you
know it.
That's
heard
it. I'm not
going to
actively go out and listen
that's
to a Beyonce
thing.
Album. You know what I'm saying? So look, Check back next week, and we'll tell you what's on the timeline.
In the meantime?
In between time. We got to talk about this nigga right here. Mystical. He's still out here assaulting people. Now, you know they say third time the charm. Now, the first time you got caught, niggas was kind of like, hey, man, I don't know if he did that. Second time, niggas was like, Now, this third time, Mystical, oh, your ass. Hey, he said he came in with his dick in his hand.
Hey.
I guess he meant it. So, rapper Mystical arrested facing rape charge in Louisiana. The 51-year-old, how you 51 years old like you still out here raping people, dog? Hip-hop legend.
You're doing too much.
Yeah, y'all throw that word around too much, too easily, too. You don't
think
about it.
And then he can't be a hip-hop legend if he ain't made no music.
Thank you.
In a long time.
It's being held without bond on 10 charges, according to the Sheriff's Office inmate lookup. So this is in Ascension Parish, Louisiana. Rapper Mystical was jailed in Louisiana on Monday, accused of rape more than a year after prosecutors dropped charges that had kept him jailed for 18 months in another part of the state. So he just raping women all over the state. Mm-hmm. God damn.
Hide your kids.
Michael Mystical Tyler was arrested on charges including rape, domestic abuse, battery. A sheriff in Ascension Parish, just outside Baton Rouge, said on a Facebook post Monday. He's been held without bond on 10 charges. His attorney, Joel Pierce of Shreveport, said he believed bond will be discussed at a hearing Tuesday in Ascension Parish. He said, I'm expecting it to be a big bond. Now, you know, Luda, he ain't going to get out if it's a big bond. He ain't getting out. I don't think he got it like that.
Obviously don't have it like that if he right here raping people because you can buy pussy.
Exactly. Mystical, $40 will get you something. You don't have to rape nobody. Bitches don't know who you is. They don't know you, Mystical, nigga. Yeah. You ain't got no beads in your head no more. You a grown-ass 51-year-old man. They don't know who you is. You're not getting the free pussy no more. You better do some of that shit right there so they know who the fuck you is.
I'm sick.
So Pierce also represented him in the 2017, you know what I'm saying, sexual assault accusation. Prosecutors dropped those charges. And rape and kidnapping charges of 2020 after new evidence was presented to a grand jury and it did not bring a new indictment. So this right here. So the new charges include first degree rape, simple robbery, false imprisonment, simple criminal damage to property, and drug charges including possession of amphetamines. Mystical. Nigga, you trying to... Oh my God. Conviction of first degree rape carries a life sentence. The prosecutor can choose whether to ask for the death penalty. So you don't fuck around Louisiana, nigga.
Mm-mm.
You get some fucking time in Louisiana, nigga.
And then they talking about the death penalty? He don't want no problems.
Jesus Christ. So Mystical, hey, bro. Y'all know, hey, I don't cut nobody no slack around here, so I ain't gonna start with Mystical, nigga. You got a fucking problem, and your ass need to be locked the fuck up. If all this is true about you, a nigga just can't keep getting assault charges, nigga. Like, nigga, just because the charges were dropped, don't mean you ain't do it. It just means they didn't have enough to make a case. And I know a lot of my legal beagle motherfuckers out there like, Jerry, you don't know, nigga. Fuck all that shit, nigga. You can't be out here raping motherfuckers, nigga. That shit is not honorable at all, nigga.
It ain't nothing about it. That's
catch
good.
Three dope charges. Don't catch three rape charges, nigga.
Yeah, because that means that's all you out there doing. Because what did you get caught doing?
Rape.
Okay.
Rape? You done went to jail for rape? Nigga, you nigga, I can't.
You could get a whole lot of things accomplished if you just go ahead and get your $40 ready. Like, you trying to fuck that many people that you got to be trying to steal coochie?
I guess the one he wanted to fuck was a little too expensive out of his price range. But I know what it is out your price range. This motherfucking bond, bitch.
They finna stick in his arm.
Hey,
if
you might
get
that fucking needle, nigga. You might, hey, shit, Louisiana, they might still hang niggas out there. We don't know how they get down there, nigga. I'm sure they got some archaic way of killing your ass down there, nigga.
Apparently, he wasn't scared, but he needed to get it together.
Yeah, because this shit right here, nigga. Oh, your ass going down for this one, Miss. Yeah. Your priors is what's gonna get you. You might not did nothing in this case, but guess what? Your motherfucking priors is gonna get your ass this time.
It's looking like this your thing, bro.
So shake it fast, Mystical.
Hey, he gonna be shaking it. He gonna
don't
be
go
shaking
in prison
it.
With your dick in your hand.
Somebody gonna have it.
Yeah, something else
in
gonna be
hand.
In your ass. Be cool. That's what they gonna tell you when you're getting there.
Exactly.
So I gotta ask you, Queen Germ, what would you do for Subway for life?
I don't like Subway that much now.
So you wouldn't want the Subway tuna sandwich for life?
Uh-uh. I mean, not for life. But I mean, if you're going to say I can eat there for life, I'm not doing nothing outrageous for no damn sandwich now.
Okay, well, this person right here, Subway Superfan gets free subs for life after getting a foot-long tattoo. So Subway is giving out free sandwiches for life to a Colorado man who declared his allegiance to the brand by getting a foot-long tattoo of its new Subway Series logo across his back. James Coons of Fort Collins, Colorado, went under the needle and got a 12x12 tattoo featuring Subway's latest promotion, earning him the privilege of being able to walk into any Subway and order a free sub for the rest of his life. The sandwich chain also gave 8 other loyal customers free subs for a year after they received a 3x3 tattoo showing the same logo. The lucky fans were inked by DJ Tambe, the 2-time winner of Master Champion, the Tattoo Artist reality television series. So they said last week Subway announced that they would invite fans to a block party in Las Vegas on Wednesday, where 9 people would be eligible to have DJ Tambe or someone from his team draw a tattoo of the Subway Series logo. The person who got the footlong tattoo would have received a one-time payment of $50,000 worth of gift cards. The other were slated to get a $372 gift card for the month and a $4,380 gift card for the year. Subway ended up giving the other 8 winners the $4,380 gift cards for the year. So 9 people got Subway for a year. Congratulations.
Eat fresh.
Yeah, so they got some new thing going on with their new Subway Series menu. We ain't getting paid by Subway, but I'm going to tell you anyway. The 12 new creations, which are divided into the categories of cheesesteaks, Italianos, chickens, and clubs, have been given names such as the Great Garlic, Bella Mazza, and the Outlaw. So listen, if you haven't given up on Subway, you know, they might come to your town and offer you free subs for a year just for getting a tattoo.
Just for getting a tattoo.
3x3, Queen Jerome, would you get it?
No, I'm not getting no tattoo. They better give me a sticker.
Why I got to get a tattoo? Like, why?
Like, that's forever.
Yeah.
I'm too old to be getting a damn sub tattoo, and I'm fat. What the fuck I look like walking around here with a tattoo of any food item on my body?
It's not a food. It's a logo. No, it's a logo. It's that right there.
Oh, okay, so it's the
Subway
logo.
Series logo.
Yeah, but still, I can't get it.
It's not a sub. If it had been sub, that would have been doper. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, I get away with getting a spicy Italian tattooed on my arm.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No, sir.
I mean, I'd do it. Fuck it.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. And I don't have a tattoo, so the first one won't be one by Subway.
That's like $4,000. That's $4,000. Hold on.
But that's at Subway. That ain't $4,000 I can have in my pocket.
I said that shit like food stamps, nigga. I tell the nigga, like, yo, you want some Subway, nigga? Come on, give me the money. I'll just be selling that shit, nigga. I'm going to get my money's worth.
You'll get it?
Yes. Okay. Let's see. They said $43.80 divided by a year, $365. Oh, that's $12 a day.
Yeah.
Oh, nigga. Oh, we Gucci. Huh. We Gucci. That's $12 a day. They can get you any sub in that motherfucker. Hell
and
yeah.
You would like that?
I mean, listen. If I was a college kid, or somebody that was real frugal.
And you going to get a tattoo just so you can have Subway for the rest of your life.
Listen, just for the year, I can save some money that year just by eating Subway every day. Then I can switch it up, get a different sandwich every day. I won't
so
be stuck.
So you'll try everything?
I try everything. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I got $12 a day to eat at Subway. That's a meal every day. I know I'm going to eat. You know what I'm saying? So I'm with it. 3x3 tattoo, get here for the year.
No, I'm not for it. But since you're going to get it, I eat.
1x1 for the month, 3x3 for the year, 12x12 for life. $50,000 a Subway? Come on, man.
I'm going to just get a 6-inch off of you. No?
Let's see. $50,000 divided by 365. That's $136 a day. So I'm just doing it for a year. So I'm trying to see. So that's $136 a day. So how would we do that for the year? Let's do.
But I'm saying, what are you saying?
$50,000. I'm trying to see how much that breaks down per day.
But they're saying $50,000?
Yeah. That's to give you a one-time gift card with $50,000 on it. You know what I'm saying? But that's for life.
So for the kids, the people that's who got life. It for life. So yeah. You said that's $50,000.
So what's 2012? What's 20 times 12? That's 20 years.
20 times 12 would be 2,400.
2,400? Yeah. Or 240? 240. Yeah, okay. I got it. So 50,000 divided by 240. So that's $208. I don't know. My head hurt.
But you said
I'm trying to figure out
people.
Per day. So if it's 50,000, let's see, 2240. So it's 240 times 30
is 50,000.
So that's 7,200 days. So it's 50,000 divided by 72. It's probably the same $12. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, it breaks down about over 20 years, you're going to spend about $7 a day, I guess. I don't know. Don't do my math. Quick math don't always work.
They cheating the people for the life of them.
Yeah, you getting cheated. They getting $50,000.
So that means you didn't do as good as the people who
yeah. Because if I live 10 years,
because of that, because that's all it can be. That's so you say 10 months times the $12 some other people got times 365 days, then that's probably giving you an extra year. Because that's 43,800.
Mm-hmm. So how many years is that?
That's 10 years.
Oh, that's only oh, wow.
Yeah, if you're saying $12 times 365 times 10, that's $43,800.
Oh, man, so that's going to give you 10 years. So life ain't that long.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So they ain't giving you that much. Oh, you so have then to you get, probably got what?
You have to get the cheap-ass sub every day. The $5 sub. Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
So you about getting 11 years is what that is.
Okay. Well, damn. So it doesn't pay to get that big ass up. Just get the little small one for the year, dog. You come out winning.
11 and a half, I guess.
You come out winning.
And that's if you're spending $12 every time.
Speaking of saving money, Queen Germ, if you got the Subway tattoo, you saving money on food. And this right here is a $1 per night hotel. Would you stay there?
It depends on what I got to do.
And what you have to do is you have to live stream your stay.
So everything I'm doing, going to the bathroom, fucking all that.
Well, they're not gonna show you can't have sex and that like that.
Why room. I can't have sex? That's what let's, I'm going
let's
to
read,
the room
let's
for.
Read the let's read the parameters of this. This was sent in by a viewer, a listener. You know
a
what
listener,
saying?
Okay. Yes.
So they say the hotel costs less than $1 a night, but there's a creepy catch.
Is it really nice though? Is it a really nice hotel?
Privacy doesn't come cheap at this hotel. A Japanese hotel is offering rooms for under $1, but there's a catch. Guests will be live streamed during their stay. Nicknamed the $1 hotel. A room at Business Ryokan Ahashi in Furoko, Japan costs only 100 yen or about 92 cents. But part of the price of staying is that guests must agree to be featured on the hotel's YouTube for 24 hours. However, don't expect any free X-rated voyeuristic footage from the hotel's YouTube channel. No nudity, sexual activity, or any other lewd acts are allowed while staying in room
so
number 8.
So I can't wash my ass.
You just can't be on... You can't... Be in the room naked. You can go in the bathroom. I'm sure it's not one in the bathroom.
Okay, so that means people need to be fucking in the bathroom then.
Guests are required to sign an accommodation pledge during their stay and must get changed in the hotel's shared bathrooms. See? The small room comes with a traditional Japanese tatami floor mat, a foldable sleeping mat, a small coffee table, a TV, and a kettle. A live stream video does not have any sound, and guests are permitted to turn off the lights, although the video cannot be turned off. So it says, guests are not required to give a performance or really do anything that makes for compelling viewing during their stay, although some visitors have had fun holding up signs asking to interact with YouTube followers. The hotel said its live stream room isn't a publicity stunt, but rather a way to book a room that's rarely rented, according to the reporter who documented his stay for the news channel. The management told us that room 8 is the least often booked room in the hotel, and they thought this would be a good way to convince people to stay in it, he says. So, Queen Jern, for $1 a night, if you ever in Fukuoka, Japan, I'll
never be there, so I'll say sure.
Fukuoka, Japan, you can get a room for $1. Just ask for room number 8. You can stay there for a whole dollar. And just, you know, chill out for the night. I mean, you know, if you're just going
to sleep,
watch TV or whatever, plug your show.
But why would they want to even watch you if they didn't expect you to expect?
Some people like that kind of camera like that just to watch, you know, TV. Like people like it's like the what's that movie called? The Truman Show. People like that shit. Watching other people like. That's the whole thing with reality TV.
But
like,
I'm saying if I can't do anything, that's nothing fun.
You can do whatever you want to do in the room. You just can't have sex.
I'm in there clipping my toenails.
Oh, well, some people might like that shit. You got to understand,
eating
your food, going to sleep, just like, yo, that's crazy. I mean,
I might be past gas and then
it's no sound, so you ain't got to worry about it. So you ain't got to worry about it. You could be in there doing whatever, dancing, having a good old time, you know what I'm saying? Or just fucking sleeping. It's a dollar room, you know what I'm saying? So I'm with it. If I'm ever in Fukuoka, Japan, I'm staying in a dollar room. I'm staying in room number 8 because number 8 is Kobe number.
Okay.
So you got to stay in room number 8.
Sound good.
Got to. You just got to. Listen, man. This is out of line. Jim Harbaugh is a football coach at the University of Michigan. And he vows to raise any baby if a player has an unwanted pregnancy.
That's foolish.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh had social media abuzz with his remarks during an anti-abortion event last week where he was a guest speaker. The former NFL coach has since doubled down on his stance on ESPN, saying that he and his wife will raise the baby if family members, players, or staff should have an unwanted pregnancy. And this was his quote. He said, "In God's plan, each unborn human truly has a future filled with potential, talent, dreams, and love. I have living proof in my family, my children, and the many thousands that I've coached that the unborn are amazing gifts from God to make this world a better place to me. To me, the right choice is to have the courage to let the unborn be born." Now listen, coach. You are a motherfucking football coach, okay? You're not a foster parent. You're not none of that shit. Coach motherfucking football. And the last time I checked, Michigan ain't won no motherfucking national title since you've been there. Hell, I think they just beat Ohio State for the first fucking time since you've been there. So, my nigga, instead of you worrying about unborn babies and who had... Nigga, worry about them X's and O's, nigga. That's what the fuck you need to worry about. If I'm in Ann Arbor right now and I saw this shit, I'm looking at my football coach like, "Coach, what the fuck that got to do with us coming this upcoming fall right here? Are we going to beat Ohio State again this year? Are we going to beat Michigan State? Are we going to beat Iowa? Are we going to be Purdue? Are we going to be Penn State? That's what the fuck I need to know, coach. I don't give a fuck what you feel about these unborn babies. You don't get paid. We pay you pretty motherfucking well to worry about football, not unwanted kids. And if anybody on your team got a baby, that's their motherfucking problem. That ain't your fucking problem. As long as they ass down on Saturday, that's all you should give a fuck about. Queen Jeremy, you go ahead and tell your part. Woo, I done got hot.
Yeah, you done got real carried away. You done had my part and your part, if that's the case. But I just feel like people doing too much. You committing to some shit you can't even stand by for real. Now you done put some shit on your wife. Because I promise you, you ain't got time to damn be...
Nigga, you coaching football.
You ain't got time for that trash.
Who gonna be at home with the baby? Not you. Your wife. You got, well, honey, you know I got some recruiting to do. You know, you gonna be gone, so the wife, you just giving her something to do. Look, nigga, if she mad because you ain't spending time with her, this is not the answer, nigga. This ain't the answer, nigga.
Let her use her little allowance on some other shit, but not these people, children. If them people don't want to have no babies, let them not have them. Because you going to be stuck with a whole bunch of kids if that's what y'all going to run around and tell.
Nigga, he said anybody, nigga. So if you don't want your baby, right, take it to Jim Harbaugh. It's going to be well taken care of. This nigga got paper. So listen, if you want your kid to have a good life and you don't really want to take care of the baby, just ride up there to Jim Harbaugh. Give him the baby. He said it right there on TV. Give him the baby. Shit, I would. If I was in the area, I'm like, hey, shit, you just take the baby Jim Harbaugh. This nigga gonna have babies on his damn step like the new damn newspaper. Every motherfucking day. Delivery.
Shit, he gonna fed, I FedEx a baby. Some grown people up in that motherfucker.
You heard me. I'm an unwanted child. Bro. I'm 19. Now what? What you gonna do? Shit, exactly. Jim Harbaugh.
You done got the invitation to all invitations.
Queen Jerm, I gotta ask you. The infamous hookup. When I'm talking about hooking up, I'm not talking about what you think of Queen Germ. I know your mind went straight to the bumping of the uglies, but the hookup I'm talking about is you go somewhere and somebody hook you up. You know, the person works there, they give you something for little to no money. And I want to know, what's the best hookup that you can remember that you ever got?
I'm going to have to say one time one of my homegirls worked at a department store, and I was able to go in there and pay absolutely nothing, and I got like 6 or 7 outfits. And all I had to do was let her slide my grocery store MVP card for the cameras, for the sake of the cameras. And she bagged my stuff up, threw a couple of things in there for herself.
Printed you a fake receipt.
Just mashed the button and a blank one came up.
Yes.
So, you know, back then, the shit wasn't as high tech.
Oh, no, nah, niggas ain't zooming in now. They can see the transaction up on the receipt now.
They see everything.
Yes, sir. It's 9,000 cameras in the fucking store.
But back then, the shit was sweet. We could come up in there and get all kind of stuff. It was just like, oh, yeah, the people got this, the people got that, da-da-da-da-da. So I came up in there, tried on some shit. Hey, got some real nice things. And so I appreciate them type of caring. Now, I done gave away some shit, too.
I ain't talking about what you done gave away. I'm talking about what you done received.
I done been a recipient of some quality items, and I definitely appreciate it because in that time, there was no way I could have afforded it.
Exactly.
I could not have afforded any of those items that I got. So I appreciate it.
Best hookup I ever got, This young lady I knew worked at a shoe store. And, you know, she was fresh on the boy. So I came in there one day, I was going to buy some shoes. So I bought a pair of shoes, got me some Jordans. But this is the key. She rang them up at some cheap ass, like McGregor's or some shit like that. So I got a pair of Jordans. Well, they weren't McGregor's because they didn't sell them at the shoe, but they was like Chuck's. You know, Chuck's used to be $19. So I got a pair of Jordans for $19.
So I know you smash.
No. That used to be my thing. I'm just friendly with girls. I don't have to have sex with women.
Nigga.
That's just not my game. I'm lame. If me and you can fucking complicate things, you know what I'm saying? Like, once you start fucking, things go different. It ain't the same. So if me and you can be cool without having sex, that's a win for both parties. Because, you know what I'm saying? Fucking complicates things. Once you start fucking, it's complicated. If you don't never have sex, y'all can be cool and like each other or like each other's company or whatever, without having sex.
That sounds real lame.
It's not lame, man.
It is. Like, who want to hang with you and y'all ain't fucking? Like, what's the purpose?
Because I'm a cool-ass nigga.
Like, and I ain't doing that.
They like hanging with a cool-ass nigga. Like, they like, yo, this nigga, he ain't never tried me or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Little stuff like that. That's cool. They like, damn, this nigga cool as fuck.
Mm-mm. They gonna say, this nigga must've got a little dick or something.
Hey, man, you can think whatever you want. You'll never know because we ain't bumping uglies.
So, I know.
Hey, I mean, you know, that's just how it goes.
Got to brush up against it or something.
Hey, I might be on soft or whatever. Who knows? But you brush up against it, you just brush up against it. I mean, hey, not going to do nothing. But anyway, that's all I got to say. Another hookup. I mean, let me know about y'all hookup. What's the best hookup you ever had? Because this is leading into, I know y'all ladies, that's all you going to say about it. It's leading up into the next category. The next category is inflation salaries needed to make it in America, right? So inflation is a real thing. And here's the average salary Americans need to feel financially healthy at every age. Okay, so just to give you a little background on this, this is 40% of Americans say they feel financially unhealthy. According to a recent survey from Personal Capital, which surveyed 2,000 Americans over 18 and was conducted by the Harris Poll from April 19th to the 23rd. With prices going up, some 58% of Americans feel that their quality of life is decreasing, and a whopping 69% say their salary is not keeping pace. So what does it take for Americans to feel good about their finances? Here's a look at the average savings and salary expectations that the survey respondents said they need to consider themselves financially healthy. So, let's see. The average American salary went down 13% from 6 months ago to an average of $107,000 overall. This is expectations. Now, this is not what we make because there's no way. So Generation Z, they say they need $171,000 a year to feel financially healthy. Millennials, they say they need $133,758 to feel financially healthy. Generation X, which is us, they say $112,000. To feel financially healthy. And baby boomers, they say $78,317.
And that's two
motherfuckers? Huh?
That's two people living in a house together?
No, this is one person. This is what they need to
live off of with that stuff. Okay. I thought you said household. So that's, I'm just like.
Oh, no. This is just one person.
Individuals. All right.
Yes. So their saving expectations. Generation Z said they need $105,000 in their savings. A millennial say they need $349,000 in their savings. Generation X say they need $566,000 in their savings. And baby boomers say they need $764,000 in their savings. So we see what it is. The younger the age, expectations are higher. And the older the age, the expectations are lower. But savings, the younger people say it's less. And the older people say it's more. So that's fucking crazy. Like, the expectations versus, I don't think I need that much to live off of. Because I have a simple life. You know, the only expense I have really is bills and weed. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, you know, I don't spend a lot of money on a lot of, you know, I don't spare any expense on food, but I also can get full off some bullshit. I don't need a $300 meal. Like, that's never my thing. Like, I don't understand somebody like, yo, if you can't spend $300 on the meal, first of all, why would I spend $300 on the meal? Like, I'm cool, nigga. I can get full off a fucking burger from Whataburger, my nigga. Like, nigga, stop. Nigga, full stomach, nigga. I can eat some pork and beans and Franks, nigga, and be happy with that shit, nigga. I don't need
Sloppy Joe and French fries.
You know, you heard me. You know, I don't need no gold-wrapped steak and no fucking Salt Bay steak. I don't need none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? No, nigga, no, I'm sorry. If I ever want to step it up a notch, I go to the other side of the menu. But I don't need to go... I'm a nigga that can get full off chicken tenders, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not a hard person to please when it comes to my stomach. I don't have an expensive taste. I mean, burgers, hot dogs on the grill, I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? Meatloaf, I'm cool. Like beefaroni casserole, I'm cool. Like, I can eat all the little simple meals. Hell, you could cook me breakfast for dinner. I don't give a fuck. A pot of grits and some sausage and some eggs, I'm good to go. But I'm not very expensive when it comes to food, so I don't think I need that much money to live off of. Now, savings, you know. Yeah. You know my motto. I'm trying to die owing a lot. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be above the board. I'm not trying to be in the black when it comes to death. I want to be in the red, and I don't want to leave niggas nothing. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to leave niggas nothing?
No.
I'm glad I got a policy on you then.
I'm glad you do. Because, shit, you hoping me? Hey, listen, hey, I'll be right here. Hey, hi, how we going to bury daddy? Oh, we best start a GoFundMe. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I got enough to get you in the ground now. But you said you don't want to be buried anyway, so.
Yeah. Well, you know, you just toast me up, nigga. Cook me at the house, nigga. Put me on the grill.
I'm going to let the people
do
their
business. Let me burn for a couple days, nigga, till my ashes go. I know the grill in the back ain't going to get hot enough, but just let that motherfucker just smoke. You know what I'm saying?
That's no good, sir. That's no good.
So what about you, Queen Jerm? Do you feel like you need a lot of money to live off versus a lot of money savings?
Like, I mean, I would like to have a lot of money to live off of because...
But do you think you need a lot of money to
live off? I know I don't need a lot, but I feel like that number that they put out there for us is me. Like,
okay.
I can bump it up another 20,000, but yeah.
So you think you can make it off 112?
Yeah.
Well, you say you bump it up 132.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can make it off there.
Yeah, because my thing is, it's like people want to have some shit that you ain't got to even think about. You don't want to have to call your card every time you go to the store.
What's wrong with that? That keep me humble right there. Even though I know I got it, I just check it anyway.
Shit. I mean, I check all the time because I know my shit is always
there. Yeah, I know it's in there.
I got all kinds of shit.
I could afford this $2.39, but let me call just to make sure.
I don't want any
embarrassment.
Yeah. But I just feel like, you know, you should be, if you work that well, and you got some money, you shouldn't have to stress yourself about nothing. So I just feel like even with this whole inflation and all this stuff, people need to get cost of living and jobs, whether they be in the private sector, public sector, however they running their operation, the government needs to give incentives for these people to give cost of living increase on a regular basis. Because it doesn't make sense for us to have to suffer, the people who working, suffering, because the people who getting everything for free anyway, they don't care about no damn price or nothing going up because they're not paying for it anyway at the grocery store. But I'm not, and I ain't hating on them. But my biggest thing is,
I'm hating on all y'all EBT ass niggas. Fuck that shit.
I just want y'all to share the love because, hey,
I'm talking to you, nigga. I'm talking to you.
Meet me at the store and we can split this thing up so I can use your card. But what I'm saying is, working people have the hardest time, and that's the thing. We pay for everything. And you don't get no breaks. So if you getting a cost of living increase, that would be a better, you know, thing than just making the people suffer more and more and more because things are steady getting higher and we are not getting any more money.
Mm.
Most places are not getting any more money.
Yeah. So, you know, let me know, man. Can you live off of those numbers if I explained your age bracket? I know the Frocast age range goes on all four of those levels. So is that enough money? What's enough money for you to live off of? Let us know in the comments, man.
Everybody could use more money.
Yes. You can use more money.
You could never have too much money. Never.
So money don't always make you happy.
It ain't about making you happy. It's about the thing of you saying that you got too much. I ain't going to say... You got too much.
Well, since we talk about working and jobs and all that stuff like that, Queen Germ, I got to know. What's your best job, your worst job, and give me one of your quitting stories. So first of all, let's start with your best job. What was your best job?
Sadly enough, it's the one I got now.
Okay.
So it's definitely my best job. It's my dream job. Mine is all the bullshit that I have to deal with.
But your dreams can't come easy. That's the thing about it. Like, dream jobs not supposed to be easy.
I mean, they ain't got to be easy, but it's definitely rewarding, minus the bullshit. So I would say that my current job is my best job. I would say my worst job was when I was an undergrad and I was cleaning apartments, and it was wicked. Like, me and my sister was cleaning apartments, and people would, I mean, that's when I realized people that nasty. Everybody wasn't raised right. Because this is some shit that I would never let nobody come behind me, even if that's how I was living. When I got ready to leave, I wouldn't dare leave the stuff behind that people was leaving behind. It was just like it was times where you probably wanted to Earl. It was just really bad. And then it was the summertime. So like
what? Give me an example of some stuff they left behind.
I mean, people had roaches in, like, infestation. You had people who had, like, you done left old food. And I mean, the food had gone bad before you left, because you couldn't have been gone that long before.
It's hot. Power get turned off, you know?
Yeah, but it's like, you got stuff with mold growing on it and all. I mean, like, it just was, like, such nastiness. People, I'm like, the tubs, bathrooms? Oh, my God. Bathrooms were nasty. Like, ring around in the toilet, the tub, the sink. Like, who the hell was living in here? Like, were you ever, like, cleaning up anything? Like, you could have never cleaned the whole year you was in here for the tub to be as black as it was. I'm just like, how did you feel like you were getting clean when you took a shower if this was in your shower when you got in it? So, it's just like, people were really nasty. And then the worst part was the fact that the lady who was in charge had a drug problem, and we used to have to beat each other to her bank to cash our check, because otherwise we could very well have a check that would not get cashed.
That rubber, that shit just a thank bounce.
You. So
as soon as she signed her name, that shit boing, boing,
everybody
boing,
trying
boing.
To race over there to her bank, which was like 20 minutes away. Man. In a small little city. So then we was even smaller than the place that we were working in.
What I would do was, I would cash my check at my bank, cash it, not deposit it, get the cash, then deposit cash. Then that way they can't, hey, they going after her. They ain't coming after me. Because I can't, you cash the motherfucker, that's on you.
Back then, we had to go to her bank to cash it. Because we had done made that mistake one time and deposit that shit, and it wasn't no good.
You never do that. I learned that working for the shady niggas. My best job, probably my, like I said, just like you, my current job, it's the easiest job I've ever had in my life. I watch a lot of TV.
Wow.
I don't work hard. You know what I'm saying? And it's all right. It's all right. I get to skate around the city and ride in a company vehicle. I have a desk now. And I know y'all like, nigga, so what, nigga? I've never had a desk job. And I finally got one with a desk, and I love it. I love it.
And you get to talk to all your little girlfriends all over campus.
Yeah. You know, I get to be that beam of sunshine, that ray of sunshine that I am, and spread light and joy among all the people across the world. My worst job, probably, man, my worst job. I didn't have a lot of jobs. But my worst job, I'm gonna have to say, was working at the damn mill. Even though at the time it was a good job, but looking back, it was my worst job. Like, I've never worked this hard. It was like modern day slavery. It was a cotton mill where they made jeans and shit. So you had to deal with cotton. That whole, all the niggas there working with cotton, that shit bothered me. And it was like the hardest labor I have ever done in my life. Like, it was 500-pound bales of cotton. You had to pull them down onto this metal-ass goddamn, this it's like a movable, I don't know what you want to call it, like a trolley almost. You pull it down, and then you had to bust the damn wires off of it with the wire cutters that weighed like 20, 30 pounds. So, I would say, this job right here prepared me for life. Because I said, if I could do this job, ain't no other job going to be hard as this one. And no other job has ever been hard as this job. I'm talking about, it made a man out of me, because if you cut them wires and it hit you, it automatically cut you. Like, it was going to cut you. You got blood skeeting everywhere. And it was just like 12 hours. You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, man, I can't do this forever. And I was, and I'm glad I got out of there. But that was probably my worst job. But it prepared me for life. It showed me hard work. You know, I made pretty good money during the time. It was like 96, 97. So, you know, you make $800 every 2 weeks in 96, 97.
That was
at 18, funny. You know, I get the next paycheck. I still got $400, $500. I'm just like, wow. I mean, put money in the bank, nigga. I'm talking about, I got fucking $3,000-$4,000 in my savings. I got about $1,000 in my checking. I got about $400 in my pocket. I was just like, man.
That was the life.
Living the life. Living the life. So it was my it was the worst job, but you know, it was good at the time. And my best quit story, listen. I didn't quit so many jobs.
I ain't never quit nowhere.
Shit. You ain't never quit nowhere?
I mean, without you know, putting like 2 weeks notice. Yeah, like I'm always you ain't never just going walked to the next place, blah blah blah. I ain't never walked off nobody's job.
So me, Sleazy the Black Farmer, and his sister was at this little job, and I don't know what it was about this day. But we said, if this woman say one more word to us, we leaving this motherfucker. And this, now mind you, this day, I don't know
where y'all worked at.
It was some little place they were making like them little fucking caffeine pills that's on the market now.
So what was y'all doing with them?
We were putting the pills in the bottles. Like it was like a machine. And we had to be in the FDA suits and all that shit. And for some reason this day, we had bought a whole bunch of food. Like we was going to like do it big that day at lunch. You know what I'm saying? Cole had cooked a whole bunch of shit. So we had a bunch of food that day. But it was just something about the lady that day that turned us off. And we quit. We walked the fuck up out that motherfucker. Because we said, this woman say one more word. As she said that one word. It could have been hello. Hey, excuse me. Bless you. We was out. We got our shit. We got the fuck up out of there, nigga. And it was just, that was a good quit story. But I didn't quit so many jobs, man. I mean, I used to work at this damn call center. And I just used to tell them, like, I go in some days, me and Sleazy, you know, we'd be high as hell. We didn't smoke the blunt before we walked up in there. I mean, my eyes bloodshot red. I went there and told a woman one day, I said, hey, I think I need to go home. She said, what's the problem? I said, I need to go to an NA meeting. So I guess the woman thought I had a drug problem after that. So any day I would show up, my eyes be red. She'd be like, hey, are you okay? Do you need to go to a meeting? And it was just like, so I would just leave there. Went go for days. Still had a job. Like, that shit was nuts. Like, they would call, you coming to work today? Like, because I told them I had a drug problem. And, you know what I'm saying? They thought, so they were working with me.
They were trying to help you
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I, listen, man, I done quit plenty of jobs. I could go quit. I could do a whole episode of just quitting stories. Because I done quit an ass of jobs. But, oh, yeah. Forgot how I quit at the sex shop. You know what I'm saying? I quit that night. Then the next day, they charged me $150 for not bringing the keys back. Nigga, I knocked so much shit over in that goddamn store. Then I apologized to the girl. I said, look, this ain't even about you. I'm sorry. You got to clean all this shit up. My bad. I mean, hey, I gave them that $150 worth, goddamn. Like, fuck that. You gonna charge me for some shit? Charge me for some shit. Now, nigga. So that's it right there. Let us know about your quit stories, your best job, your worst job. I know I gave y'all a lot of homework this episode, but you know it's worth it, man. It's top 10 time. This is the top 10 where we give our top 10 of something every week. And this week, staying on with the theme, we're doing the top 10 worst jobs in America. I feel sorry for any of y'all that have any of these jobs because these are some bad motherfuckers. So, we're just going to do 10. Matter of fact, it's 25. So, we're going to do 25. No, we're going to do 10. Queen Germ just rolled her eyes.
Because the thing is top 10.
It's top
10.
You are correct. You are correct. We got to stay with the theme. We can't mess it up. Number 10, we got a painter. Median annual wage of $38,000. And we got 228,000 people that are painters. So, shout out to all the painters. Somebody got to paint your house. Unless you got that side in. Number 9 is an advertising salesperson. Their median annual wage is $51,740. And we have a total employment of 133,000 of those people. Number 8 is a broadcaster. I thought they said these are the worst jobs. Median annual wage of this one is $40,000. And total employment is 31,000 people. I'm just doing estimates, okay, people? I'm not giving you exacto numbers.
Yeah, because I don't believe that's right.
Number 7 is a disc jockey with a median annual wage of $33,000, and we have 27,000 disc jockeys. Yeah, that's a lot. Number 6,
more than that.
A corrections officer. Their median annual wage is $44,000, and a total employment of 415,000. Number 5, enlisted military personnel. Median annual wage, not available. Total employment, not available. We don't want the motherfuckers to know. They said most of these people earn less than $30,000 a year. Wow. Number 4, a retail salesperson. Median annual wage, $24,000. And a total employment of $4 million. 448,000 people. That's a lot of unhappy people there. A lot.
And you wonder why you get the service that you get.
Number three, we have a newspaper reporter. First of all, you a newspaper reporter. Talk about a dinosaur.
Exactly.
Medium annual wage of $41,000 and a total employment of $37,000. Number two, a logger. Not what you think is somebody that writes shit in books. This is actual somebody that works with logs, wood, and all this shit. Logging jobs. Their median annual wage of $40,000 and a total employment of $37,000. And the number one worst job in America is taxi driver. Median annual wage of $25,000 with a total employment of 207,000 people. Thanks to Uber and Lyft, that number is probably going to drop significantly. So, those are the worst 10 jobs in America. Queen Germ, give me your bottom three. Which three would you not do? So you got, oh, I know which one your top would be. So you got a painter. You got an advertising salesperson. You have a broadcaster. You have a disc jockey. You have a corrections officer. You have a army military personnel. You have a retail salesperson.
Well, I know I'm not in shape to be a military person, so we can say no military, no news reporter, and no broadcaster, because I can't half read.
Okay, mine would be retail salesperson, correctional officer, or a painter. I mean, I'm not getting outside working in the heat. Like, fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't worth it. My top three, I'm not even going to do a top three, because all these jobs fucking suck. Because, you know, advertising salesperson, you know, you're basically a motherfucking, you working for yourself. I mean, a disc jockey, I would love to do that. I mean, I'm like that now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not being a fucking logger or a taxi driver. Fuck that shit. So those are our top 10 this week. The worst jobs in America. Y'all know what's that setting up, right? The best jobs in America next week. So we'll see y'all next week for our top 10. And y'all know how we keep giving it up. TV Talk time, man. Let's go ahead and get into it, man. P-Valley, man. After the episode from hell, we came back with another episode. And how you feel about this episode?
P-Valley doing their thing. Like, what the lady named? Katori Hall?
Katori Hall. But this episode was directed by the girl that did, what's that show? Well, anyway, keep going.
Yeah.
I can't think of her name.
Don't correct me without the info. But the people doing their damn thing. Because, first of all, Lil Myrtle, he is bringing it. He's showing so many different dimensions to who he can be.
Oh, yeah.
Now the nigga is a hitter again. He done been, you know, out here on the limb doing what he does, trying to live the life that he said the people won't let him live. Now he getting pulled into some gangster shit that he wasn't
in. He is a real gangster shit now.
He wasn't for that shit.
Because I'm thinking like this. Lil Murda, if the dude that you got to a fight with in whatever's town, if he's claiming that he killed your boy.
Let that be the story.
No. Why you got to be the one to go out there and kill, nigga? You the money man.
Yeah.
You supposed to have goons. Why I got to be the one to go out there and kill somebody? I got supposed to have goons for that. But I guess because that was his boo. He had to go out there and represent for him. So, Lil Murda then killed the nigga that shot. They was claiming that he shot killed. Big Teak, but he didn't. So, we're going to have to see how that plays out. Lil Murda is actually a murderer. Maybe that's what he do, and he's always been a murderer.
Yeah, he probably will. That's where he got his name from, but Mississippi. Yeah. Miss Mississippi, however her thing supposed to be.
Miss Mississippi.
She.
We got some flack from my Mississippi listeners said, it ain't Mississippi. So, you know.
It don't matter what the
I
shit
wanna
is.
I want to say it right now.
It don't matter what it is.
Don't want to offend nobody.
But nonetheless, that character needs to make sure that she get this money, kill that cracker, and run off with her turn. Mm. Otherwise,
because she back at the paint.
Yeah, she's supposed to get
this
money.
She back at the paint.
She got to get the money so she can get up out of there.
And then her and Autumn got a little plan for her to make a whole bunch of money, then run off with the money and leave this man. So hopefully it works out for her because she in a bad situation. Now, before we go off of P-Valley, I got to know, why are these people acting like she's the most beautiful woman in the world?
What, the people on the show?
Yes, they be like, oh my God.
I think
they're
trying to
I've never seen someone so beautiful.
Pump it up.
I mean, I'm just like, come on now. She ain't. She cute, but she ain't that. Like, they acting like she's a goddess and she's...
I mean, I maybe you a goddess in a strip club that they don't have, and they still true. Trying to get their tricks up and you, all you, kind of things.
You the reason
like that,
why a girl so. Want to do a death draw. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? I got your lashes on. They were just sweating her like she was Black Jesus or some shit.
Hey, to them, that's who that was. Yeah.
And speaking of them, we talk about Roulette and the white girl, which is the white girl, not light skin. She finally talked the girl into letting Buddy eat her coochie for $2,000. You know, she had a bad feeling about it, but she still went on with it. And after he got through eating her coochie, he only gave her $1,800. Now, if you're going to shit somebody, shit somebody.
$200? Like, what did you need to do with the
$200?
Exactly.
You might as well give
bill,
me.
Nigga?
If I'm going to shit you, I'm going to say, girl, I ain't paying nothing for that shit. Yeah. You ain't moaning, right? I'm not giving you nothing. I'm not going to shit you $200.
Yeah, like, did you have to go to the weed man? Did you have to go? What were you doing with the $200 that you
had
to have it?
How did you feel this number was arbitrary and saying, you know what, that was only an $1,800 munch I just had right there. That wasn't worth $2,000.
So first of all, you lame as hell if you paying somebody to eat that pussy.
I'm sorry.
To eat the pussy, you ain't even fucking
I'm sorry.
Had sex. Like, what?
I would at least try to stick my thing in there, something.
See,
like, yo.
Now you raping folks.
If I'm eating you out, it's consensual. We're having sex.
You said you came here to eat me. You didn't say you came here to fuck me.
And then in the end result, you end up fucking sucking the 38. She put the, you know, she after he, you know, shit on 200, he started choking the girl up. And then, you know, a girl pulled the gun, roulette pulled the gun out on him and started playing roulette with him and made him suck the gun and all that. Then they stole his clothes, stole his car. And, you know, I mean, you supposed to be some big baller. Like, $200, my nigga? Come on,
why?
Man.
That's how you know you lame as fuck when you said you would pay her. To eat her pussy. You shouldn't even have been offering to pay her $10.
Yes, I'm not doing
I'm doing
that.
You.
Yeah.
You should be paying me.
And then one more thing on the show. My favorite moment was when the pastor, Mercedes' mama, was in there. And she was doing her thing on the telethon.
I done hold.
Oh, now that's when she got caught on the news when they asked her about her past. And she was like, I done sucked some dick. I done did this. And I done did that. She said, the streets know what I want. And the people know I'm what they need or something like that, she said. But when she was doing the telethon, she was like, thing. And the crackers. When she hit that one, oh, my God. Pastor Woodbine.
Ooh, she got your vote.
You won the line of the show. And listen. They done fucked up because they think giving her some money gonna make her stop. No, giving her some money gonna make her want some more money.
Exactly.
Cause she was like, "Look, y'all done gave me $60,000 and I ain't said I was gonna do shit." And the man says, "More that couple, how much more you got, nigga, to make me quit? Cause I think I need about $600,000 to get out of this race. Can you buy that, nigga? And if you do, guess what?" If I don't sign on no dotted line, bitch, I ain't dropping out of shit.
I can still
so,
be here.
So, Pastor Woodbine, you won my motherfucking line of the show.
Since she said she has hold so y'all can fly.
Yes, I hold so you can fly. Come on now. Pastor Woodbine, shout out. And that was pretty much what the gist of the episode was. I enjoyed it. You know, P-Valley, like
P-Valley
I said.
P-Valley got it going on.
It's good writing this year. I'm still trying to figure out the lady that wrote the episode, that directed it. It's, cause she, I don't know if she did Queen and Slim, but she did some kind of show like that. Let me see. Cause she was on a Roy's Job Fair, and that's when I realized. I was like, oh, shit, she dope. I forgot who that was. Cause she was
the
from
lady
like,
that was interviewing with you that day?
No,
like
no, no,
interviewing
she wasn't,
you?
She wasn't interviewing with me that day. She was on the show after I was on. So, you know, I preceded her being on the show. So, you know.
You feel some type of way?
No, I don't feel any type of way at all. Mm. I'm cool on that. I'm just trying to find out who it was because I can't remember. I want to give credit to what the credits do.
You don't need to give no credit if you can't give people the proper information.
That's why I'm trying to get the proper information.
Okay.
Sierra Glade, that's her name. Sierra Glade, that's who directed the episode yesterday. So, good episode. Sierra did her thing. Oh, my whole thing. This is the only problem I have with the episode. Now, when Uncle Murder goes and shoots the guy, when Little Murder goes and shoots the guy, he just walks off. Everybody else is running to the scene where the gunshots were heard from. This one random guy walking off holding a big-ass gun is just able to walk away.
Get in his car.
However he got there and just stroll off. So you got to do better on that one. $200 shorting on the 2000, and Lil Murder just walking away from the murder scene, and nobody notices nothing. And you know what I'm saying?
I guess he said he gave her such good head, he deserved a tip. So he took the tip out the 2000.
I guess.
That's what happened right there.
Niggas paying $2,000 to eat box, though. It's wild.
Yeah.
Next up, we got The Shy. Let's go ahead and get it out the way. How you feel about this episode? A lot of fucking in this episode. Everybody having sex.
And now you know I'm all right with that.
Emin and Keisha. You had Tiff and her new boo. I don't know his name. Emmanuel or whatever his name is. You had
the mama.
Jada and Darnell. And then you had goddamn Trig and his lady
his
friend.
Girl.
Yeah. And a lot of fucking going on this episode. Now, me and Queen Jern had a disagreement on this episode, you know, outside of the fucking, because that's all pretty much happened on this episode. But important thing in this episode was Emmett and Keisha decided they was going to tell Tiff about their new relationship. And I said it was up to Keisha to tell Tiffany, and Queen Jern said it was up to Emmett. Now, why was it up to Emmett?
Emmett is still her husband. So, if anybody should be giving her this information, it should be her husband, not somebody who she thought was her homegirl.
No, it was her homegirl. They are homegirls. They were there for each other in a time of need. And I feel like Keisha should tell because that's your friend.
No, that's lame as hell. Emmett's wife
has let it be known that she don't want nothing to do with him. So he don't have to tell her nothing.
And neither did Keisha.
But Keisha is still actively hanging with her, taking advice. And, oh, girl, you going to college for both of us. This is how close they is. You know what I'm saying? So now you fucking with her.
It ain't her nothing. Because if she can lay up to another nigga house, she fucking another nigga, she done brought another nigga to Christmas, she doing all of what she doing and thinking that she miss rah, 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 you done had an open relationship, you done been fucking people all throughout the last couple of
years
of y'all marriage.
That's why Emma don't owe her nothing.
Therefore, and Keisha don't either.
Keisha does. That's
Keisha
your friend.
Keisha doesn't. That shit is lame as hell. How you going to push the blame off on the girl?
Because you're the one actively hanging. I don't hang with her. You do. That's just my baby.
You doing enough with her.
That's my baby mom's.
And your wife.
That's my ex-wife.
She said the divorce ain't final yet.
Well, we don't have nothing. Like I said, we don't hang out like y'all hang out.
And ain't nobody need to tell nobody nothing if that's
so,
how you feeling.
I mean, but you know, so
but you're
hey.
Not going to say that the girl owes somebody
she
something.
Does.
Because we supposed to been friends. Who, like, come on, bro.
I want
to
know at home who's on this on. Is it on Keisha or is it on Emmett? Is it on the friend
on
or the ex-husband?
It should be on the both of them.
Who
if
should
y'all
tell
know,
that they're fucking?
If y'all know the lady. Mm. If he know the, obviously he know the lady and you know the lady, y'all could have sat down together and told her. Mm. But I don't feel like
Keisha
it should
dirty
be.
For that. I said that last
not.
Week.
Keisha ain't dirty. Keisha ain't dirty. You don't want the nigga, so why you mad? That again. Nigga could have fucked your mama, and you shouldn't have had nothing to say about it. Why? Cause you done gone.
Your mama got to tell the reason why y'all fucking.
Then. No, your mama don't have to say shit. You over there laid up with another nigga, random as fuck, but yet and still. You want to sit here and want to make somebody else feel bad? Hey. You don't get to choose who I fuck after you. Hey. You don't.
Exactly. Well, Keisha, like I said. And Keisha wasn't there when Emmett told her. Emmett told by herself. And, you know, and it went exactly how you thought.
Yeah, but she didn't hit him. She didn't do nothing. She mad, but she'll get over it.
Because it was in public. If they would have been at the house, Tiff would have stole off on Emmett. Emmett,
she would have deserved to get her
Emmett
ass
got all
whooped.
Scratched up. His collar would have got all fucked up. Cause you know, them light-skinned niggas be, they be taking it hard when it come to the women and shit.
Obviously, he ain't taking it hard. He done moved on.
Yeah.
He ain't concerned about that health.
Yeah, he even got him an old sweet black thing. She said, what happened to your celibacy? Why you care?
Exactly.
Why?
That's how you know that she don't mean Emmett no good. You want my dick
that's
to be
why
on ice.
You're further making my case that Emmett didn't owe her no explanation.
Nobody owes her an explanation. If you done with me, you done with me. You don't own the rights to none of this shit over here.
So, me and you break up, one of your friends get with me. How you feel about that?
Dave was never my friend. And I'm going to leave it like that. I'm not going to be mad.
So, who's the onus on the tail? Like, yo, me and your friend dating. Is it on me or is it on her? This is your friend that you currently hang with.
And I would no longer hang with her. So, therefore, whoever tell me, however I got to find out, y'all on some bitch ass shit. Because if you over here with that bullshit.
But you done moved on with your life.
It don't matter as far as you saying it. I mean, it don't matter how I find out. I can see y'all hoes in the damn grocery store. Mm-hmm. If that's what you own, that speaks to your character.
Yeah, like
you a nigga. You a nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You owe me everything because we was together. Me and this lady wasn't together. Mm-hmm. So if she with you now, that's primarily My fault, to be honest. How? Because you done sat there and did all that damn talking about the nigga around the hoe. Then now she want to see what he all about. So now she say this is prime time.
She already know.
You talking about, you put me in a hypothetical situation. It wouldn't have been no situation like that. Because if you were supposed to be my friend and I found out you was fucking my man at any point in time, you would be dead. So that's the shit I'm on. But you talking about somebody who done fucked before... This here came about, you let him go back to her, then now y'all back together again. Either way it go, the man, if we together, we exchange vows, you owe me an explanation if any of them, if anything gonna be coming of it. And if not, hell, you dirty, and that's just how I'm gonna deal with you because that's who, that speaks to your character. I could care less about somebody else because she ain't owe me shit. You don't expect nothing from somebody outside your marriage. But you telling me and you together, and you didn't think enough of me to say, oh, I'm fucking your homegirl? Okay, bet.
Mm.
So now I'm gonna find somebody close to you to fuck.
Damn,
see, off the strip.
Vindictive.
Just yeah. Vindictive. And I'm talking about fuck them real good.
Why? What's that gonna prove?
Hey, that the nigga gonna fall in love with me and he gonna be talking about me at the family reunion.
What if he just fuck the shit out of you and leave you alone?
And he ain't. He ain't.
I got, like I said,
the big Joker pussy.
Okay.
I can guarantee this shit is going to change your life. So
okay.
So don't sleep on it.
All right. Well, that's all for the shy.
Yeah.
We're going to move on to rap shit. Rap shit, how'd you feel about the show this week? I like the show.
I think it's pretty good. I love the fact that the girl who got the baby daddy that's a rapper.
Mia.
Okay, Mia. Because, you know, I'm not good with people names, especially on these new things. It takes me a while.
I don't know the other girl name.
But nonetheless, her baby daddy put a little sauce on the song, and I think it sounds.
They actually did the beat because they have a beat. They were rapping over
something else.
What's that girl named Kaya beat?
Okay, but nonetheless,
K Wayne.
The shit popping.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you got the little girl, the Duke. She want to be making some money, but ain't making no money. The people playing with her.
She a little pimp and
shit. She making all the parties live, but the shit ain't right. Then somebody done robbed
her. And the hoes. And her hoes robbed her. Ain't nobody robbed her.
I think that was an inside job.
Yeah, it was definitely an inside job.
Because y'all hoes supposed to have been busted and disgusted by the time I found y'all. Somebody's arm should have been broke. Yeah. Eyes should have been
Nobody
black.
Got a scratch on their ass, so you just gave the money up without a fight.
And the people didn't try to do nothing to you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see nothing fucked up in this room or nothing. You said they kicked the door in while the door closed.
Good to me.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know about that. Then you sucking dick and shit. So you said, first of all, you said, was you sucking dick when the niggas came in? Or what the fuck happened? Because remember, the one girl said she was doing this, and niggas just came in like, boom, and the other girl like, that ain't how it happened.
The niggas already in.
Yeah, who knows what happened. So that shit sounded fishy. So,
yeah, all that was
real. Yeah, then they had the Haitian scammers on there. I didn't appreciate that. Shout out to my Zos. You know, they had the Haitian scammers on there.
Now you got Zos.
Yeah, I got Zos out there. Shout out to my Zos. Sak passe. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. So, check out Rap Shit, man. It's on HBO. Issa Rae Show. Good music. It's in the South. It's Miami. And, yeah, I love it. I ain't gonna say love it. I like it. So, that's all for TV Talk. We ain't watching no more of the Southside thing, so we ain't got no more updates. We ain't finished it yet, so we'll have a little more time when Queen Germ's in town, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that.
Mm,
she was gone this weekend, yeah.
I was.
You know.
I was, and I had a good time.
I know she did, because she was home without me, and so that means she was free to roam and be as whatever she wanted to do and didn't have to check in or nothing.
But I did.
Yeah, but you didn't have to. You was out and about. Now it's time for Queen's Germ's favorite segment of the show is Bad Black Cinema. Black Black Cinema, or the BBCs we like to call it around here, is with me and Queen Germ. Take situations suggested by you, the listener, or sometimes we just make them up and we act them out. Now, before we get to this improv, let me let y'all know we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. Hell, I don't think none of us took acting classes, but we come here and we do this every week for y'all. This week, the situation goes like this. Woman gets angry at boss and threatens to quit. So, Queen Germ, since you are a woman, born a woman, you know, don't claim to be. You're a born one. You have to play the woman and I'll play the boss. Are you ready, Queen Germ? Situation goes like this. They're at work. Woman gets mad at the boss for whatever reason and she threatened to quit. And there we go. You ready? Mm-hmm. Action. Hey, Bernadette, how you doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
I was wondering, I know that you asked for this weekend off. I understand that you put in, you know, a couple weeks ago you need this weekend off, but I got another employee that really needs to be off this weekend, and I was wondering if you could possibly, well, not really wondering. I was informing you that I switched her schedule, and, you know, I'm giving you this weekend off. You can have next weekend off, okay? But the other employee really needs to be off this weekend, and I'm going to go ahead, you know, since, you know, they don't really ask for that much time off, I figured it had to be serious, so I'm going to go ahead and give them the day off, okay? Is that cool? I mean, well, it's not really. I'm just wanting you to know that, you know, we're switching your days this weekend.
Okay, so what you gonna do when I don't show up? Because I already told y'all. I told y'all, you talking about a couple of weeks ago?
Yes.
I told you a couple of months ago that this is my weekend for my family reunion.
Okay,
this ain't gonna happen the weekend
listen,
later.
Listen, Bernadette, I understand that, but you gotta understand this. Employee over here, they had some death in the family and they need to go. And y'all
and people
two
die every day.
I understand that, but y'all two are the only two that do the job. And I can't find anyone else to do it.
Okay.
And the job
it sounds like
done.
It's not gonna get done.
But I mean, yeah, it's gonna get done by you, Bernadette.
No, it's not. It's not.
Listen,
you know,
it's just a family reunion.
No,
okay.
See, that's where you're wrong. Cause y'all crackers think that shit is just
a
family reunion.
Well,
it ain't
no family reunion.
It's no such a thing.
I understand you're upset because you didn't get your days. But listen. Hey, how about this? You can have next weekend off.
How about this? I have the next several weekends off because I ain't coming back up in this motherfucker.
What
how about
what,
that?
What are you saying? You quitting or something? Is this your resignation?
Hey,
is that what you're saying? Are you threatening me?
I'm not threatening anything.
I mean, don't you?
I'm letting you know, just like you were letting me know that I didn't have this weekend off. I'm letting you know I can find a better job than this one. This job ain't all that. You think it's hard for somebody like me of my caliber? You know the skills that I have, the degrees
have?
That I have, the things that I bring to the table
at
this place.
Ma'am, you speaking about degrees. This is a retail store, ma'am. Like, what degree do you need to work here?
Hey, I got more credentials than you have,
and
therefore,
I'm sure you do.
I got other things that I can do besides be here.
Okay, but Bernadette, like I said, it's a small inconvenience.
It's not a small inconvenience,
I'm sure you went
sir.
To your family reunion last year.
Do you know how many things that I have to do to make sure that this stuff is all right? I got pies to bake. I got chicken to fry. You don't have a clue as to what I have to do for these people.
I could give you a gift card. You could get some pies and chicken fried and all that good stuff. I'm sure Publix, you know, where shopping is a pleasure. They could cater your whole event for you.
They could.
You know
they could,
what I'm
but that's not
so how
us.
About if I do that,
we
Brandon,
are
to
all
get
about
you here this weekend.
Cooking. Home cooking.
Publix
that
is
ain't,
home cooking.
No,
it's
sir.
Home cooking. It tastes delicious. Have you ever had their...
I bet that's the best thing
you've
had.
Have you ever
but
had...
that ain't the best thing I've
had. Hey, have you ever had their pumpkin pie? Delicious.
Would not eat pumpkin
now,
pie.
Now, the chicken is a little, you know, over-seasoned for my taste, but hey, it's I'm pretty sure you're, you know... your family will love it.
No.
So listen,
you don't
send,
know my family.
I'll send how many pieces of chicken you about 50?
No, sir. We have a huge family. It's going to be at least 150 people there.
Okay, so we'll send 200 pieces of chicken.
And you want us to fight for the chicken, apparently.
It's 200 pieces. That's enough for everyone to get a piece.
A piece and a half.
Is chicken the only food you're going to have there? Why are we talking about the menu?
But I'm not even worried about it because you know what?
I thought you
said that I can't be here.
I can't
be off.
I need you here.
So therefore,
you're on the schedule.
If
you don't show up, it's going to be a no call, no show.
And it's going to be a no call, no show. And you're a liar because I'm telling you not. So I don't need to call.
No.
I don't need to show because I'm telling you I ain't going to be up
in
this motherfucker.
You have to work. If you don't call on the day of, it's going to be down as a no call, no show. Bernadette, listen.
Put it down as what you want.
You have been
I'm
one of my
you.
Best.
And that's the reason why you should honor my request.
Death overrules
and
a family reunion.
Death
you're celebrating
people,
life. They're celebrating death.
Okay, and them people going to still be dead next weekend. So therefore, my people may not. Somebody in my group
Bernadette,
might die.
You're thinking
in
about
a week.
Yourself. Think
no,
about your coworker,
I'm not.
Bernadette.
You know what? I'm not even going to worry about it. I'm going to save you the trouble of all that back and forth and mumbo jumbo that you got going
don't
on.
Don't do this, Bernadette.
I am not going to be here.
Don't put me in
this
I'm
not
going to
be here.
Don't put me in this bind.
Okay,
Bernadette.
Listen.
You're not going to get unemployment. You know that, right?
It's fine because my husband got two jobs. I don't I ain't even need to be here.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean.
I don't even need to be here.
If that's the way you feel, Bernadette, I guess there's nothing left to say here.
It's nothing.
Make sure you put your badge on the table before you leave.
Yeah, you can have it.
And say goodbye to your 20% discount.
Sir,
out the door.
I can get 100% discount if I wanted to. I know people.
Ma'am, don't do that.
I know people that know people. So fuck you and this store.
Cut. Bad Black Cinema, yeah. If you like to see situations acted out, please send them in. Frocast.com on Instagram, TheFrocast on Twitter. Any situation you send in, we'll try our best to act them out. Well, y'all, it's that time of the show where we re-rap lyrics. It's Queen Jern's time to read these lyrics. Now, remember, we read these lyrics in our office voice, our professional voice, our white voice, our black voice, our don't-give-a-fuck voice. But any way you read them, just read the motherfuckers. Queen Jern, are you ready?
No.
I picked a special song for y'all today. This matter of fact, this is for the 12 cows and the eclectics of the world. Queen Jern, are you ready?
I'm here.
Let's go.
I'm light-skinned, devastating. I know one thing that he is hating. That's right, because, dawg, I think I'll take your man. And you made him. Always rapping, always clapping. Everybody say I'm happy. If you try to hang with me, you should finally, truly see. I'm always rocking, never stopping. Devastating, rapping lady. When I'm on the microphone to see here, all these imitators. Figure is the difference. Is that everybody say I'm different? There's no other angel lover. Everybody know I'm covered. Clientele is a pearl. Everybody know in jail. To the beat, so you can tell. Everybody know yourself. Assalamualaikum. I ain't doing all of them things.
Come on, man.
I'm not. Llama nama do. Not mama nama nama. Llama llama see a nama nama llama do. That's craziness. Yeah. That was it. Nigga.
That was Queen Jern's chopping up JJ Fad Supersonic. I really wanted her to do the Sama Lama.
Lama Nama, Lama Nama, Lama Lama. Sama Lama Lama do, Ma Nama Sama Sama. No, that don't do. You ain't even had to do all them shits.
That was the funny part of it. Asama Lama Lama. And when she did that shit on the song, I was just like, then she broke out like, yeah. Like she said something. What the fuck was you saying?
That's right. That's what it is, girl. So
that was our reading rap lyrics this week. Next week is my turn. And we'll see what we come up with next week. It's HBCU confessional time. HBCU confessionals. When I go to the HBCU confessional Twitter, craft some tweets to read the Queen Jern. This one goes a little something like this. This guy fucked me good, made me cream, but he cried while doing so and it turned me off. I asked him why, and he said he ain't hit in a long time, and he said men got to do a lot just to fuck. Sex was good, but him crying turned me off, so I blocked him. Anonymous. Queen Jern, react.
See, this is why niggas just take you to Pound Town and leave y'all ass alone and tell you to get the fuck out the room. Because not a man done put himself in a vulnerable situation. He done got a little sensitive, emotional, and all that shit. Now, he done shared a special moment with you. And now you talking about something. The dick was good, but he too sensitive. He in here crying. Hell, if he get to fuck you again, maybe it'll be less tears. You know what I'm saying? You can help the nigga by giving a little more pussy. But you over here want to try to shame the man because he was feeling some type of way. And then you should feel good to know that the nigga wasn't out here fucking random hoes and therefore he was just laying your back out and going about his business. He said he ain't had none in a while. He was being honest with your stupid ass. Mm-hmm. And now you over here clowning the man like, oh, he ain't nobody because the dick was good, but he a crybaby. Come on, man. Hey, come on.
First of all, my man said he ain't hit in a long time and said men got to do a lot just to fuck. My nigga, how good are you fucking that you cry after you bust a nut?
That girl like, pussy might got that snapper. How good was
that pussy that made you cry? Like, yo, come on, my nigga. Hey, your best bet is to leave that girl alone. Because if you fucked her one time and she made you cry, nigga, walk away from her. She got that shit to have you hanging on to the front of the car going down the street 60 miles an hour. Leave her alone, okay? It's best that you walk away from her. If her shit making you cry, my nigga, stay away from her. Mm-mm, y'all are not a match, okay? That's my advice to you, young man. Because this nigga said it's hard. Like, hey, come on, man. It ain't that hard out here. I guess if you want to get some pussy on your merit and not just pay for some, because all you got to do is pay, my nigga. You can get all the pussy you want.
They trying to get some game about this stuff. Everybody ain't trying to buy the box. Some people is trying to be.
You might as well buy it. Shit. Cause you a customer, then you can complain. You can't complain when that shit free.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can't complain when that shit free. You got to just take that free shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to be like, yo, well, at least you giving me something. At least I'm on the list of getting something, nigga. Nah, fuck that. Pay for it. You can be like, hey, girl, that was trash. You can say, hey, you don't moan good enough. It's short of $2.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, that's man. What niggas doing these days.
Hey, niggas is crying in the pussy. So shout out to him.
What's wrong with that? Cry.
Shout out to y'all with that good. It's got niggas gushing from their eyes.
The cry baby.
Damn. Wah, that's crazy. Wah. So yeah, man, if you like that, go check out their Twitter and see something for yourself. It's keeping 100 time. Queen Germ, do you have a keeping 100?
Yes. I see that the kids are going back to school, so summer is officially over. All I ask is that you all get these kids' hair done.
100.
The boys need a haircut. Y'all ain't had to cut these churn hair all summer long now. These churn are not going back to them people's school looking like they left.
Oh, some of them is.
When they left.
Some of them is.
I need y'all to stop doing that because you done save all the money. You ain't braided churn hair. You ain't got the little girl's hair comb curled or nothing. You need to make sure that they are together before they go back to them people's school.
Yeah, I mean, we'll find which barber's giving them free haircuts all out of the back to school haircuts.
All that. And get them supplies they're giving away too.
Yeah, go get you a couple book bags free of supplies. At least get you started.
It ain't no reason for your churn not to have nothing together for the first week of school.
They give away free shoes now, nigga.
They giving away clothes and all, especially the areas where the people wear the uniform at.
Yeah.
They giving you the new, brand new uniform.
Damn.
And you're getting some tennis shoes, the socks. The people are giving you everything probably but the damn drawers. So if you can't go between now and the first day of school and get some of the stuff that's floating in your city, damn, you're lazy.
Lazy as fuck.
You're lazy. And then you wonder why your churn can't have, you know, get the schoolwork. But I'm telling you, it's summer is over for the parents and the kids.
Yes.
Get these kids ready. Get their mind ready.
Yes.
Put their ass in the bed on time.
Yes.
So they can get up and go to them people's schoolhouse and stop acting like they still on the summertime clock.
I love Jun Jun still stand up at 2 o'clock. He starts school on Wednesday and
thank
shit
you.
Today, Monday. Why is he still up at 2 a.m.?
Because you don't give a fuck.
Lil Jun Jun don't like. This nigga don't wake up till 12.
So
he
now
gotta
he
going to
school. Be at the Miss Kathy class.
Yes, first
laid
2 weeks.
Out on the damn desk because he trying to get back in the swing of things.
Yes, that nigga is motherfucking going through it, nigga.
So don't create no problems for them teachers. The people done been on a short enough break. The break ain't never long enough. They ain't getting paid enough. So send your child trouble-free with all the damn school supplies and a nice haircut if it's a boy, even if it's a girl, if that's what she like. Get them churn head looking right and fill that book bag up with some shit that they need for school, not no damn snacks.
No snacks, man. Niggas got hot Cheetos and
that's what's
sausages,
wrong with them.
Yeah, nigga. Hey, look, do not let your kid eat that hot shit, bro. It does something to them. It turns them into
especially
monsters.
Especially when they're too young.
Yeah.
Like,
they can't
kids,
be 7,
no
4, 5, 6, 7
shit.
Years old burning their gums out with that hot ass shit. Their teeth ain't got no damn chance. I seen a little kid the other day. This motherfucker ain't had no teeth.
Uh-uh.
Bruh, I ain't never seen no kid missing this many teeth. They ain't had none from here to here, and they had metal. I said, oh, I know you bad. I know you bad. You ain't got no teeth and you got metal in your mouth.
Uh-uh.
What you went to sleep with a sippy cup full of goddamn Kool-Aid?
For the first...
Every day?
Yeah, the first year.
Shit.
Well, after they got off the milk, they must have been on the juice.
They was never on milk. They was just on straight Kool-Aid. Shit.
No good.
My keep 100, man, goes a little something like this, man. If don't nobody cheer your accomplishments, make sure you do, okay?
100.
Everybody have accomplishments in their life and milestones and markers and things like that. And you always turn around and want somebody to cheer you on about it, or you put it out there, you don't get the response you got. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about that shit. As long as you doing something, you proud about what you doing, you cheer yourself on. You don't need the fucking crowd to cheer you on. If you just got your 100th episode like Cool Out Corner, cheer that shit on, nigga. It's a lot of people not happy for you because either A, they already did 100 and they stuck between 120 something and they got a long way to go before they reach a milestone, or they ain't got to 100. It's a lot of people, you done lost 30 pounds and like whatever your accomplishments is, cheer yourself on. Don't worry about if nobody else cheer you on. Because as long as you happy about your accomplishment, that's all that really matters. Because in the end of the day, nobody really gives a fuck about your accomplishments. You know what I'm saying? That, I mean, you lost 30 pounds, great. What does that do for me? Nothing. You know what I'm saying? But make sure you're happy about your accomplishment. Don't give a fuck about the likes and all that other shit. It don't fucking matter. And that's my keep it 100. Winner or loser time. Queen Germ, do you have any winners?
Yeah, and I mean, speaking of the likes, my winner this week got to be Miss Terrica Williams.
Winner!
This young lady is a recent graduate master student from the Florida A&M University. Hey. And apparently in her graduation photo shoot, she decided that she wanted to take some naked graduation pictures and post them online. The reason why she might win it is because of the fact that the broad picture is still up.
Yo, she's not taking it down.
No. If she was demanded to put it down and they had put some fire on her, the shit would have had to come down, but they ain't did nothing.
Why? And what did she do wrong?
The thing about it is, you got a lot of people that's outraged in the nation that want the picture to come down, want her to be dealt with in some form or fashion because, you know, they want to say in the student handbook certain things would be violation of the policy. Some people say, oh, well, you can't do nothing because the degree has already been conferred. But my thing is simple. It's an expression. It's her way of doing whatever. But people have to also understand that once you start stuff, some people are not smart enough or not, I don't even know what word would best describe it, but some people are such in the competition mindset that they would want to one-up her. Then we're going to have an issue of people falling, getting hurt, because this item that they are taking pictures on is a large rattler, a snake, and it's made out of some metal form. Mm-hmm. So if you harm yourself, you fall off of it, a piece breaks while you're climbing it or doing whatever you're doing on it, you could get harmed. And then 9 times out of 10, these same clowns that would do something like that would sue the school because they done got hurt on the shit. But it's bringing attention to things that are, you know, a lot of people are now saying they want to show what a good graduation photo shoot is. So a lot of people are taking this time to reminisce, mm-hmm. repost when they graduated, what they did. So trying to kind of bring light to it, you know, not to really give her as much shine as they wanted. But the thing is, she first came out saying that she was doing it because she wanted to say, you know, women empowerment. This is how she's been dressing all her life. Whatever her story is, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, she's trying to pub her album. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it was a cute little trick to trying to get some eyes on your music, mm-hmm. but don't, I mean, if you a woman about your word, or if you a person about your word, just be honest and say, I got an album dropping, now I got y'all attention, listen to my shit. Mm-hmm. Don't be up here trying to act like it was all about a movement, when the only thing you wanted the people to do was listen to your music and probably buy some shit. So my thing is, you winning because you got the people's attention. Make sure your shit is on point. Don't have us listening to some bullshit, because now that you have ears and eyes on your shit, it needs to be worth our time. So if you're coming with the bullshit, you already know. The people already coming. Some of them already coming for your head. Mm. So they don't even want you to succeed. So if now that you have the people's attention, bring the damn thing. Do the damn thing.
So when Meg Thee Stallion did her graduation photos in a bikini with the sash around.
She was not naked.
She wasn't naked, but she was not naked. She was in a bikini and stuff.
That's not the same thing. I mean, and the biggest thing about
it. Old girl just said, yo, I saw what you did, Meg. Now I raised it one.
I mean, and that's the point I'm making. Because if you continue to let people up the ante, you're going to end up with a problem that's going to be more issues. Somebody's
going to be fucking in their graduation photo.
Or they're going to be doing a whole lot more. So it just, I mean, like, what you going to do next? People going to be out there sniffing coke off the end of the wrapper. They going to have their guns out there.
Niggas going to have their thing with the, yes.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? It's going to be so much that you got to do. It's just something that can easily stir up a trend that we don't need to have.
So how's she a winner?
Because now she got the audience attention.
Oh, okay, I got you.
You done tricked the people to listen to you. Do something with it. Now you can really win, because to be honest, there's going to be a time before you can get a job in education, because that's what your damn degree in. Nobody's going to hire you. People can feel however the fuck they want to feel. But this shit here,
we'll forget about it in another week or two.
They not. Because you too smart. You have done too much for this to be the outcome. So you need to, rapping need to take off for you. It really does. And then by the time we see what you all about, if you then can come back to this realm of education, that's fine. Realm. But if not, you just need to go ahead and let that ride.
Sheesh.
So grind out for the damn, for the rap people. Because it's a rap for the education shit, damn. To be real.
Shout out Miss Rattler Snake, graduation lady.
Last name Williams, so you ain't even got to try that hard.
I mean, you know, it's Terica something is her Instagram.
It's Terica Williams. Yeah. It's her name.
I'm not going to put her government out there.
It need to be out there. The bitch out there. Hell.
Follow her Instagram. The picture's still up there, like
the
they said.
The pictures are still
she
up.
She added new videos, her rapping and everything. You know, She got the it factor going right now. She's riding the wave. But my winner this week, man, Bill Russell, man.
Winner!
Bill Russell passed away this week, 88 years old. Y'all know who he is. The greatest champion in NBA history. 11 titles, 9 as a player, 2 as a player coach. The man is the MVP trophy is named after him. I mean, he lived a great life. Bill Russell, you're my winner for everything you did. One of the first black men to play basketball. You played in racist-ass Boston and loved it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm pretty sure you put up with some bullshit in your days. So Bill Russell, you're my winner for being you. You got any losers, Queen Jern?
Oh, yeah. Y'all know I can't end an episode, if I can help it, without talking about the lottery. Now, y'all know some fuckery went on. I had enough tickets that I should have won something. I didn't win a motherfucking thing. So the pot had got up to $1.28 billion. Mm, mm, somebody, one winner in Illinois, was supposed to have won this thing now. The reason why that person, although they won some money, I put it down as a loser, is because they lost over half the money.
Loser.
Because you only getting $433 million after tax. That's what it was reported as. That's,
if you take the cash option.
Yes.
Oh, hell no. That's why I always
say. That's insane. Like, that's less than half. Less than half of the money you getting after taxes.
But so how do these billionaires get by without paying taxes?
But see, that's the thing, because the way you got the money was a win. It wasn't nothing that you worked for. Right, yeah, so you ain't got no expenses to write off. Oh, damn. So that's how you getting screwed. So in this situation, I never go with the damn annuity. But this right here, these numbers here.
That's after all taxes paid.
After all taxes are paid from that $1.28 billion, the person got $433.7 million.
Look at that shit right there. God.
That's the bullshit.
That's some crazy
shit. That's the way you're losing the money, because hell, we can't get by with like that. Damn. Now, $433 million is a whole lot of money, and I probably still would be convincing myself why I should take that money. But that's some bullshit.
God damn.
Because the government having more of a party on your damn money
hell
than you are.
Yeah, nigga, the tax man said, thank you. You just paid for welfare for a whole, you bought food stamps for a whole bunch of niggas out there. And yes, I'm talking to you.
Woo.
my loser is Balenciaga.
Loser.
Balenciaga is making this trash bag that costs $1,700, almost $1,800. It resembles a hefty trash bag. With the drawstring on it and everything.
And what were you supposed to be doing? It's a real trash bag?
Yes. I'm going to show you
a
picture.
And you're throwing what in?
No, it's a bag.
A pocketbook.
That resembles a trash bag. Hmm. And
y'all can have that shit.
Yeah. Look at it. It came up in Google. Look at this shit.
I wouldn't buy anything that looked like something that I could get for less than
$5. This is what the bag is. Is that not a... That's a trash pouch. Look at that shit.
And you supposed to be putting your items in it.
Yes.
Then you mess around and throw that shit out.
Look at this shit. Look at this motherfucker.
That the people just like design.
$1,800. So Balenciaga, matter of fact, Balenciaga, y'all not my, well, y'all
they
my
are.
Losers.
They are.
And then my losers are anybody that buys this fucking shit. Okay? Because if you buy this fucking shit just because it's $1,800, just because it's Balenciaga, put yourself in the motherfucking trash and take yourself to the motherfucking dump, all right? And that's my loser. Well, Queen Jer, it's that time where I ask you, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, and the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly. And anybody that's representing the 912, that's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, Nuggle.
My shout-outs go to something like this. Shout-out to Be Easy, Sorry Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James Bitch, RT3, my nigga J. Will, Light Skin Kanye, Gerard from Boston, Drew from D.C. I messed that one up. I usually say it in another order. Stack Static, MJ Money 9S, Amazing AP, Sleazy the Black Farmer, Dragon Lady. Happy belated birthday, Dragon Lady.
Happy belated birthday.
Nanita. Doc Claw from that site and all the gang. You got 12 Cow, 12 Cow Podcast. You got Eclectic and the EDP. You got Corey Dos Equis, I'm Something Else, the Power Lunch Hour. We got Pork L, Miss Minnie Meeks, the Cool Out Corner. You got Dr. Bracer, the disrespectful motherfucking MJ, Dr. Cam's Barbecue, Long Live K Law, the Truck Driver. That's the Dr. Bracer Network. That's also the Black Pod Squad. Please go check us out, blackpodsquad.com. Shout out to any other podcasts that fuck with us. You got Dolomite, Too Much Game Podcast. You got Ringo, We Need to Talk. You got Jeremy at Life Unplugged. You got Conversation with Lamp. You got JR, WV Uncommonplace. You got Rodis, Rodis Live. And any other podcasts that fuck with us. You got the No Ma'am Gang, Gang Gang in the Building, Dom and all the guys over there. You got Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. And anybody fuck with us the long way at all. Oh. Paper J from B-More, Steph from B-More, and anybody else to fuck with us the long way at all. No, how do I say that?
The long way, the short way.
Yeah, anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, shout out to y'all. Got a little tongue-tied there. It's a little late. We had to do the show in segments tonight because, you know.
We professionals.
We professionals, though. You won't know it because be easy on the motherfucking mix, bitch. You would never tell. If anybody can guess where we cut and picked up at, you get a free shirt on King Germ.
Okay.
I'm just going to tell you like that. If you can, you got to tell me the exact moment when we pieced shifted it together.
Up. Yeah.
Because if you don't, no shirt for you.
Okay.
So that's just a little challenge right there. Free shirt on Germ. If you could guess the moment where we spliced it all together. And the only one that knows me, Queen Germ, would be easy. So y'all are not eligible. Just want to put that out there for one of y'all try
I don't need a shirt.
I know you slick, though. You try to do that. So. Before we get out of here, I want to say, don't forget to like, comments. Oh, I ain't do that. Oh, Queen Germ, I almost forgot. Give us your rating.
Well, if I look at, you know, how well we were able to do our thing, mm-hmm. and then, you know, you already done gave up the little inside secret that... Mm-hmm.
And they don't know when.
I'm saying they don't know when, but yeah. They know what happened.
They know what happened.
So, with all of that, since we've given the backdrops and the...
you know, sometimes...
The abracadabras and the hocus pocuses mm-hmm. over here. I'm going to have to give it a 9.
All right. With all that being said, I'm going to give this show a 9 also. Because it's 8-2. I didn't want to give it a 10, so I took one away and made it a 9.
Okay.
So we both giving got twin 9s out here tonight. 2 9s. All right.
9-9.
Yes.
Almost 100.
18. 18 is 1 plus 8, which equals 9.
Ooh. All of the multiples of 9 equal 9, though.
Mind when blown. When you add it up. Mind blown.
Did you know that?
What? Yes.
All
yes.
of them equal 9.
Yeah, up to a certain number.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because 9 times 10 don't
it's
equal
still
9.
90. So you add 9 plus 0 is 9. All of them. I mean, like, they go 9, quite 11. Far. They go quite far.
9 times 9.
Nine times 11 is 99. So you add 9 plus 9, that's 18. 1 plus 8 is 9.
They ain't gonna do that to
me. Yeah, I'm saying all of them do when you simplify it to the smallest number. Nine is that thing.
I ain't gonna argue math with you. That's your thing, so I'm gonna let you slide.
But all right, let's get out of here, man. Going to wrap this shit up.
Before we get out of here, I wanna let y'all remind y'all. Mm-hmm. Do remember to like, download, subscribe to the Frocast. Call the voicemail at 347-201-2572. Join the Patreon for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. I fucked that ending all up. But hey, man, it's late. Y'all forgive me.
No excuses.
I know it's no excuses, but hey, man, it's just one take hold over here, man. I can't go back and do that again. I'm sorry. But just remember, man, we love y'all, man. We thank y'all for listening. And it's the Frocast. And I'm King Germ.
And it's your girl, Queen Germ.
And I just stumbled out this ending, but we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com